Exclusive, Rep. Reese Kenthaler to introduce resolution condemning Representative Jayapal remarks excusing Hamas. By Joshua Klein on May 23, 2021. After providing Breitbart News with an advanced copy of the resolution to be introduced this week to Congress condemning Representative Pramila Jayapal, DWE, Representative Guy Reese-Kenthaler, RPA, gave an exclusive statement detailing his views on the recent Israel-Hamas conflict. The statement, given on Friday, began with Reese-Kenthaler expressing his outrage over recent comments made by Jayapal which seemed to provide some legitimization for the Gaza terror group's recent attacks against Israel. "I am appalled that anyone in America, let alone an elected member of Congress, would blame Israel for Hamas firing over 4,000 rockets at innocent Israeli civilian populations," the Pennsylvania Republican congressman said. He then accused those of shifting the blame to Israel as harboring anti-Semitic motives. "Blaming Israel and justifying terrorism against innocent Israeli civilians is wrong and deeply anti-Semitic, pure and simple," he said. Reese-Kenthaler, who is also a member of the House Appropriations Committee, called on others to issue condemnations. "I call on my colleagues to join me in condemning Rep. Jayapal's anti-Semitic statements and affirming our unwavering support for Israel," he said. He concluded by stating categorically that disputing Israel's role as an ally or Hamas as an enemy hampers national security worldwide. "The evidence is clear, Israel is our ally, and Hamas is our mutual enemy," he said. "Anyone who disputes that paradigm impedes U.S. national security at home and abroad." Last Wednesday, Jayapal blamed Israel for rocket fire initiated by the U.S.-designated Hamas terror group in Gaza. "The rockets were fired indiscriminately at large civilian population centers. This has been a pattern of action from Israel that frankly has taken away the idea even of a two-state solution, and has led to increased hopelessness from the Palestinian people," the left-wing congresswoman said on CNN's The Lead with Jake Tapper on Wednesday. "I think what Hamas has done is, obviously we condemn that, but we have to look at the power of balance here, or imbalance as it were. And we have to put more responsibility on Israel in maintaining peace in the region," she added. The resolution, which is to be introduced by Reese-Kenthaler this week, condemns anti-Semitic hate speech including those remarks made by Jayapal. It also reaffirms the House of Representatives' commitment to the State of Israel, including support for the Jewish state's right to security and self-defense. The resolution notes Hamas is a U.S.-designated foreign terrorist organization that seeks Israel's demise, while using its own civilians as human shields. Last Wednesday, Reese-Kenthaler called out far-left members of Congress for spreading misinformation about the Israel-Hamas conflict, notably their promotion of the Hamas terrorist group's positions while criticizing Israel and remaining silent over the plight of the very Gaza civilians they claim to be standing up for, as Gazans continue to be ruled by oppressive terror groups. In response to a barrage of anti-Israel rhetoric by a slew of far-left Democrats, Reese-Kenthaler blasted radical Democrats for their dishonesty concerning the recent conflict. "Unfortunately, radical Democrats like Reps. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Ilhan Omar, and Rashida Tlaib would rather criticize Israel and spread lies about who's to blame for the chaos and suffering," he said. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.